everybody's learned their lessons and to secure an area, but you hate to think due to somebody's carelessness that we lost the president because somebody didn't secure the area or didn't check it. So what is your take on that?
Yeah, we have to remember that this was 50 years ago, and the Secret Service has changed a lot since then, especially since they actually managed to kill JFK. And John F. Kennedy was riding in a convertible with no roof or anything. So now we don't have that. Now we actually have full, like, roof and a lot more security. And back then, the president was allowed to greet the people, like, in person, hold their hands. And it was more, like, intimate and stuff like that. Now it's a lot, you don't see that as much. You do in some cases, but not as much as back then. There's a lot more security. There's a lot more people on their feet, watching the crowd, making sure everything's okay. So I really do think Obama is pretty safe with the Secret Service we have now.
Yeah, so all the cars pretty much can run over explosives and not get blown up now that they have. So everything appears to be a lot better than what JFK had. And like you said, none of them rides around in a convertible in the open now. I mean, you would think back then what he was trying to do for America in the 60s that people would have been appreciative of it. But this Lee Harvey Oswald, he was a Marine, and JFK served in the Navy, did a lot of great things in there. But you would think just through the bond that they shared in the military that this man would have known better than to attempt that. No matter what kind of hatred you had for him, you would have thought, okay, he served with me even though I'm from another country. I need not do this, but wanted to be low down and get some notoriety, and he did it. And then a couple of days later, he meets with his demise from a club owner, Jack Ruby. So I guess in the end, he got what he deserved. And a couple of weeks ago, his wife was being interviewed. She managed to sell the wedding ring and everything, said she don't want anything to do with Lee Harvey Oswald history or hear his name mentioned. So she don't want to be tied to it. So I guess in the end, it worked out well for maybe the wife. So what's your take on that?
I think one of the most important things that people are going to remember, John F. Kennedy, even 50 years from now, is going to be the we actually managed to go to space because of him. The space race with the Soviet Union was a very, very intense one in the 60s and forward, 70s, 80s, 90s, and even now. But I feel like it was more a big deal back then, since it was like the space race, and we wanted to beat the Soviet Union to space, even though they beat us, but we got the first man on the moon, Armstrong, and I felt like it was all because of him and his, he was the only president that was also looked at everything from both sides. He wasn't only Democratic or only a Republican. He actually managed to think through, and with the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban Missile Crisis, he managed to keep everything in order, and I feel like he was a very, very good president. His legacy is going to continue for 50 more years and so on.
He has his name on a lot of airports and libraries and everything. His name has the JFK Airport in New York City, and like you said, he was the first to win the space race against the Soviet Union. I don't think anybody's been back to the moon since. So that might have been one of the reasons why we're minus that program now. It's just they went into space, but they never attempted to get back to the moon. So I don't know if they wanted to go back there or whatever. So maybe they just wanted to go there to prove the Soviet Union so they could beat them to the moon. But I don't think anybody else even bothered to go there again. So, but that was his claim to fame. One of them was the space program, but the space program now has been cut back considerably. No more space shuttles or anything.
It's kind of sad that we went so far because we were in a competition with the Soviet Union, and now that we don't really do that, we have cut back. Like, less than 1% of the budget goes to NASA and space research and science, which is really, really sad. Like, most of it goes to Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and military. And I feel like science, education, and all those things should get more money. And it's just really, really sad that we don't have that.
But I think now those people at NASA, that program is pretty much in a joint program with the other countries. So our astronauts go out to that space station with other countries. So I think that would be better than we footing the bill, paying billions of dollars to go into space and really come back in a week or two and really have done nothing. So we should share that program with other countries. I mean, now we're no longer in a race, see who can get to space. We should be working together because now...
Yeah, I feel like they... Yeah, exactly. I feel like scientists and stuff work better together to share their findings because we would advance so much faster and so much better like that.
Because with us, yes, you know, trying to maintenance those space shuttles and whatever we're trying to do, I mean, now it's expensive to do. I mean, back then they just had a big rocket with a high-powered engine, and they fired it out there and was able to get out there and get back. But nobody's bothered to go to the moon since, so it's very expensive for every country to do. So there is a space station, and we do send some astronauts back and forth to train with people. So you need to work together when you're going out there, not... try to work as an individual. So I think he started it all with that program, but he's had his share of trouble since he's been gone on, and a couple of guys lost their lives and equipment that we wasn't able to keep up. So I think it's better if we join with other countries and get into outer space together, not as an individual.
Yeah, well, John F. Kennedy was a great, great president, and everybody remembers exactly where they were when he was shot. And, yeah, his legacy is going to live for centuries to come. One of the very best presidents we've ever had.
So that's a good thing. Now that we're, last couple of years, it's been hard to find anybody who can run in that office and do the right thing. I mean, we've been in recessions with others and bad recessions and buildings getting knocked down and not being able to know what to do. So he was a good man and had a long legacy. So. I'm Ezell Clark here on Community Talk, here in studio with my co-host, Fernanda Perez. We're going to go back to more music and come back with our next topic, the Republican using cocaine.
If you can get it, is it worth it? as if it's empty. You have to read it. She wants to get you. Thank you.
living, so I did. Do you remember? I got you back in the fall.
I'm Ezell Clark here on Community Talk. I'm here in the studio with my co-host, Fernanda Perez. We're on every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Cigar Radio. Our next topic is going to be about Republican Trey Rader, who was says he's sorry, but he was using cocaine while being in office. So we're going to give a little information about him. But I guess where some of the Republicans act around here, they all are probably using some type of drugs. Yes. Just seems to be the type of people who tries to hold up everything. So this guy probably got caught. He got caught with his drug habit, very nasty habit, but we don't really know how long this man has even had it. I guess he decides to come forward once he got caught, but now he's caught, and he says he's going to donate his salary to charity while he's in rehab. So we're going to give you a little information about it. Calling his drug possession conviction a wake-up call, Republican Trey Rader says he is taking a leave of absence for an unspecified time and will enter an inpatient drug treatment program. I have no excuses for what I've done. I've let down our country, he said at a news conference Wednesday night, hours after pleading guilty to possession of cocaine. He said he will donate his salary to charity while he was away. So basically what this tells me, this guy had too much free time on his hands, so he's out using drugs. So whoever's in this man's district, pretty sure you probably had a lot of problems building up in your district, and you decided to get on the phone and call. No answer. Reason why there's no answer, he's high somewhere, not paying attention. So this guy should not be on no leave of absence. Should just leave. Be gone. I mean, who does he think he is? If I go down on my job and use cocaine, ain't got no job no more. And that's anywhere else. I mean, why are we allowing somebody to, oh, I'm going to donate my money to charity? Okay, you've done nothing. You're sitting around using drugs on our time. Should be working, but you using drugs. Nobody else in America is going to get an opportunity to do that. But you're just doing whatever you want to do. And speaking of this guy, the mayor in Toronto, he's smoking crack.
Mayor Ford.
And doing everything else in Toronto. And they told him to leave. Oh, he said he's running for office again. That's a classic case of somebody trying to do whatever you want to do. It's, that guy in Toronto should be thrown out. And this Trey Rado should be asked to leave, too. I mean, go ahead and go get your inpatient drug treatment. But don't bother to come back to the job. I mean, you got other people who know how to do the right thing. I mean, if you got a problem, obviously you under too much stress. You got to use cocaine, so just go ahead and get your problem fixed and then stay at home and think about your trouble you caused yourself. I mean, you caused yourself that, not us, so shouldn't be allowed to sit up in the office somewhere and use drugs and then come out with this sympathy plea that you're giving your money to charity. You're basically already done robbed us already. You're sitting there getting high and get caught. And on the way, you're giving your money away to charity because you got caught. So what's your take on that, Ms. Perez?
Well, Trey Rado, he actually is a congressman. I think he's a really recent, he recently joined Congress. And he got caught because a police officer, undercover police officer, actually was exchanging the drug with him. And right when he was paying, that's when he got arrested. I feel like you need to be doing your work and your job. He is known for partying. He likes to party a lot. And there's actually a couple pictures of him partying and stuff. And I think if you are going to be running our country and actually deciding for he's supposed to be helping the country, not getting caught for cocaine and stuff. And going to Mayor Ford from Toronto, Canada, he actually recently got caught as well, smoking crack, which is unbelievable that politicians are actually doing all of this and are doing drugs. They should be helping the country, not wasting our money. Taxpaying money to purchasing drugs and stuff like that. But I actually do think that it's good that he's going to donate to charity his salary. I don't know if he is going to, but he said he's going to, so I really hope he sticks with it. So only time will tell, though. We'll see what happens.
A person with a cocaine habit, as soon as he gets his money, is wasted up. So whatever money he could be donating, he could be making $100,000 a year. By the time he gets through donating, it might be saved by $300. Probably snorting it all up his nose. So he is the first time member of congressman down in Florida. And to me, he seems to be getting off a little too easy. Because if I get caught, you know, out buying drugs, and an undercover cop takes me in for it, you ain't gonna get no 1 year probation and pay $1,000 fine. Gonna be ugly for me. So this guy, I think he is. Classic case of somebody being somewhere in the office and think he can do or she can do whatever they want to do with our money and our time. You work for the people, not for yourself. So if you got that kind of nasty habit, just go home and stay at home and just be a regular citizen. He's blaming that his mother suffered with alcoholism and he needs to get it fixed, and his wife is his rock and all that. I mean, why couldn't your wife be your rock, and why couldn't you get these things fixed before you got caught? I mean, if you never get caught, were you going to keep doing this stuff? Would you go home and tell your wife she's your rock then? No, you wouldn't. You kept on doing it. So this guy needs to resign. I don't feel sorry for him or the guy in Toronto, because you got a job. Those jobs are prestigious jobs. Not everybody can do these jobs, but appear to me you got an everyday problem.
It looks to me that nowadays anybody could do it. Like, I feel like anybody could become a politician.
Appears that way. I guess if you got a certain amount of money and willing to take a risk, I guess you can do it, because I don't think it's now what you know, maybe who you know and what you got in your pocket. And this is a classic example of both of them. This guy here in Florida and the one in Toronto, you know, got a little bit of money, talk some junk that somebody wants to hear, and there you go. Take all your bad habits, whether you're got your phone taking pictures of your private parts, sending it over somewhere, gambling or using drugs. I mean, who are we putting in these offices here? Were we going down to the local jailhouse and finding people and putting it in there? I mean, I think here in America, we need to be careful who we vote for. We need to check things out, just not listen to somebody talking sweet to you, and here we go with all these problems. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, I feel like people should educate themselves more before voting and actually knowing who is going to be the person that they're voting for that's going to run and help make choices that will help us or harm us in the long way. So you definitely need to get educated on who you're voting for, because as you see, what lacks in the United States right now is that people don't really read into them as much. They don't really care, I guess, and they don't really know who they're voting for, which needs to change. They definitely need to educate themselves, and only that will change America. So,
and to me, I'm puzzled. Look, he's using cocaine. He's high at all times. What kind of decision is he making down there in Florida? I mean, these people in that district, you need to vote him out of that. He probably made or signed some paper to put the city, the state in jeopardy down there. So you just can't allow this man to go to rehab and come back to his job. Man has a long-time problem. That's a hard habit to kick. First time he gets under pressure, he goes into wherever his drawer or whatever he got it stored at, start using again. So let him learn from his mistake. Let him go home and be without a job, because that's what happened in the rest of America. You use drugs on the job, it's usually zero tolerance, and they tell you to get gone. So I'm Ezell Clark. You're on Community Talk. I'm here in studio with my co-host, Fernanda Perez. So we're going to go back to more music and come back to with the next topic. Mr. George Zimmerman, who seems to can't stay out of trouble.
Saturday, I'm spend my life being a color.
Tell me you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eyes. You're black or white. I said, you're gonna be my baby. It don't matter if you're black or white. I said, you're gonna be my brother. It don't matter if you're black or
Clark Young Community Talk. We're on every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm here in studio with my co-host Fernando Perez, and we're also found on Cigar Radio. So if you want to listen to some entertaining stuff, turn on to Cigar Radio and listen to Community Talk. Our next topic is about George Zimmerman, the man who appears to stay in trouble all the time after being acquitted of basically murdering Trayvon Martin, a young man who went out to the store to get him some Skittles and a tea. And Mr. George Zimmerman, Mr. Nasty, decides to take the law in his own hands and make it a rule of who can travel the streets in his neighborhood. So he gets out and shoots somebody after he don't know jack about what they're doing. So take the law in his own hands now. He's back into trouble for some domestic violence, so we're going to give you information. A Florida judge on Tuesday set the bail for George Zimmerman at $9,000 and ordered a number of conditions for his freedom, including that he not possess weapons while he awaits trial on charges he pointed a shotgun at his girlfriend. He was released from the John E. Polk Correctional Facility on Tuesday afternoon. He didn't speak with the media. It was unclear where he was headed. Zimmerman was arrested Monday at his girlfriend's Apopka home, 4 months after he was acquitted of murdering teenager Trayvon Martin. Earlier, Zimmerman said little as the judge during Zimmerman's first appearance Tuesday afternoon in Seminole County Court, said he found probable cause for Zimmerman's arrest on a felony charge of aggravated assault and misdemeanor counts of domestic violence, battery, and criminal mischief. Zimmerman arraignment has been scheduled for January 7th. This is a man that, to me, should be already under the jailhouse for the things he's done, but fortunately, he doesn't appreciate that little freedom that he's had, so goes back first. This not even the first incident. He with his wife, after he got acquitted, goes inside to choke the wife and beat up the daddy and point the gun at him and tell him, okay, go ahead and make the move. So I guess he was planning on killing them. Now he got a little girlfriend. He goes and beat her up, points the shotgun in her face, and still is married to the woman. Hadn't gotten a divorce yet, even though she's served in divorce paper. So the people of America, you already see what type of character this guy is. I mean, if you had any doubts the first time, now just look at him, pointing the shotgun in somebody's face. You shoot anybody with a shotgun anywhere, I mean, you might as well just go ahead on to the corner because it's over for you. You take a shotgun and point it in somebody's face. I mean, that's serious business. I mean, you even pull that trigger, your head is gone. There's nothing there. You're just going to be like some ground up meat. But this guy doesn't care. He points it at the woman and then throws it out of the house while she's calling 911. So you have to wonder. Well, I already knew he was a bad character. You know, following a young man down the road, don't know what he's doing or whatever, and take your gun out and take your own action. You already knew he was scum, but these women, I mean, did you not think it was going to happen to you? I mean, if he goes and follows somebody down the road who's buying Skittles and a tea, just walking, I mean, man had a hood on or something, but a lot of people wear a hood on. I don't get out of my car and ask them where they're going and take a gun. obviously didn't think that something was going to happen to you. I mean, you chose bad to bring somebody like this, this is like a toad, to me, to your house. Then he goes and beats you up and points a gun in your face. So, I mean, you didn't learn anything. I mean, he did this to his wife, and then you go and be a girlfriend with him and everything. You think that he has large amounts of money? The only thing he has is a whole lot of craziness in his head, and he showed it by pointing a shotgun in your head. So, this situation here, I'm kind of not feeling sorry for somebody, because you go out, you already knew the situation. You already knew it was bad business. That'd be just like I'm going out finding a woman that tells me she's murdered her last three husbands, and I go get with her. Next thing you know, look, I'm found dead. Look, I mean, your mom could kind of feel sorry for me, but she told me she already murdered her last three husbands. This junk, you already seen this guy, what he's doing, take it up with him, and look what he do. So you better consider yourself lucky. Don't ever contact this man again. But fortunately, might get out of jail and go find somebody else who knows all his history. So what's your take on that, Ms. Perez?
Well, this whole thing is just crazy to me. Like, George Zimmerman should know that. I think at this point you would think that he would stay out of the public eye and not want to be seen as much and just keep a low profile. But he does, like, things that he shouldn't be doing. Like, one of them, after the Trayvon Martin case, he actually got caught for speeding, and the officer let him go. The second time, it was domestic abuse with his wife, I believe. And I think he went to jail for, like, one night, and then he was let go. And then again, this, like, it's just unbelievable. Like, obviously something's wrong with him. Like, he's not following the law. He doesn't appreciate his freedom. And definitely the gun should be taken away from him, because obviously he doesn't know how to use it.
I think with this man, as a child, he probably was bailed out of every situation he was in by his parents. So now he's a spoiled brat, but he's an adult now, so he's still acting like a spoiled brat, acting like what a child would do. So yeah, instead of him kicking his feet and rolling over and stomping the floor, he goes and get a gun. Soon as he gets mad, points it in your face and slaps you around. And the gun is what makes him a big man. So any woman out there thinking about taking up with this toad or whatever, you just better be paying attention in the news. He already was choking his wife, beat up her daddy, who's an old man. Now he goes to get this woman pregnant, and then he takes the shotgun and sticks it in her face and all that. So the third strike, somebody's going to be out. Yeah, he's going to get some time in the jailhouse if he does it a third time, but you don't want to be out there losing your life. So anybody who takes up with this man, whether you're riding in the vehicle with him, he already has no regards for what he's doing. Gets off, acquitted for murder, goes down the road and speeds. Tells the cop the first time, oh, I got a gun in my car. He checks it. He has a permit for it. Then the next time he gets pulled over again for doing stuff. He's just somebody who appeared as a child that did not get enough of attention paid to him. So now he's acting out. I mean, he's too old to do any of this stuff and go down the road following people and shoot them when they don't stop or whatever. I mean, yes, this should be this man should be a poster child for everybody who has a child that you go and take up for him and bail him out of all kind of incidents. You don't hold them responsible for something. So anybody who's not holding their children responsible for something, just look at this man. Look at what he's doing in his adult life. Something that shows that he wasn't raised properly. I mean, just acting stupid, putting his hand on women, pointing guns in the face, and shooting people in the back. So what's your take on that, Ms. Perez?
Yeah, this is just not right, what George Zimmerman's doing and has done in the past. Especially the death of the Trayvon Martin, that was really, really sad. He was just buying Skittles, walking home, minding his own business, and getting shot for doing that seems pretty unfair. I really don't know why he took it in his own hands. He could have called the police if he really thought that it was something to be scared about. I don't know. It's just really, really sad that things like this happen and nothing's done about it. So hopefully the fourth time that he's going to be held in jail, hopefully.
So to me, everybody who's out there who bails their children out of every incident and say, oh, no, my child didn't do that. You're just picking on them and everything. I think that's what happened to George Zimmerman. Stayed in trouble as a child and then just allowed him to do whatever. I mean, he doesn't. He thinks what he's doing is right. He's slapping women around, pulling guns in people's faces, shooting people when they walk in the skill. He thinks everything in his mind is right because whatever he did as a child, they let him get out of it. Now look what he's doing as an adult. So that had to stem from something in his childhood that you never corrected him. So everybody who has children that you never correct, let them do whatever. George Zimmerman is beginning to become a menace to society. So you can bet you again, by the first of the year, he's going to go find some woman and say, oh, sweet baby, I got a little money coming to me, whatever. And all those women was just lying. I didn't do it. He's going to wind up with somebody else. But this time, you know, two of the women, they got out with their life. The third time is not going to be the charm for somebody. So I hope no woman gets involved with him. But unfortunately, that's going to be somebody out there with dollar signs in their eyes and also figure that they can change Mr. Zimmerman. Mr. Zimmerman has lost hope and need to be under the jailhouse. So I'm Ezell Clark here on Community Talk. We're on every Saturday night on Cigar Radio from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and also in studio with my co-host, Fernanda Perez. So we're going to go back to more music and close out the show.
Rates and closing costs below the national average. A Capital One mortgage puts you in a good place. Call 855-272-8889 or visit CapitalOne.com/homeloans for a special offer on closing costs. Restrictions apply.
McDonald's Dollar Menu & More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. More is anything but average. It's the new Bacon McDouble Sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the archenemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just a buck. It's more choices than ever before.
For a limited time, get any new $2 sandwich or double cheeseburger with medium fries and a medium Coke for $4. Prices and participation may vary.
Listening to WATB 1420, Decatur, Georgia.